Welcome and God bless. On behalf of our pastors, Pastor Eric and Sister Jessica, we want to thank you for tuning in to our Victory Outreach Church of Tacoma podcast. For more information on the church and upcoming events, please visit votacoma.org.
We're looking at the book of 2 Timothy. This was the Apostle Paul writing to Timothy. We know he was just a wonderful apostle. He wrote over a third of the New Testament. One of the most knowledgeable, influential, and loved men of history is the Apostle Paul. And here we have his famous last words. This was the last book that he wrote. See, Paul was facing death under Nero. He knew that he was going to be executed, being charged with the fact that he was a Christian, a believer of Jesus Christ. He knew that he had to encourage Timothy. He was giving him some of his final thoughts, his spiritual son. He was passing the torch of leadership and reminding him of what was truly important and encouraging his faith. Paul gave him some helpful advice to remain solidly grounded in Christian service and to endure suffering during difficult days to come. See, he noted his faith had been passed down. His sincere faith had been passed down from his mother and from his grandmother. And that's what I want to focus on this morning. You see, Timothy was well-rooted in the faith. He wasn't running in tough times. In fact, he was answering the call to go to the next level. He was going to be the pastor, the senior pastor of the church of Ephesus. He was answering the call to just continue to step in rather than run. You see, it's easy for us to serve Christ when everything's exciting, when it feels rewarding, when we're personally enriched, but it's difficult to stand in difficult times. It's easy to run in difficult times, but that's why we need a strong foundation. See, the longer you've been saved, it doesn't get easier to stand, and I'll tell you why. Many times we think that, because I remember when I first got saved, number one, I needed God. I needed him to renew my mind. I needed to pray. I needed direction for every day. I wasn't raised in church, so my mind was twisted, and I needed Jesus. And I remember clinging to God and clinging to the word year after year after year. But then over some time, I don't struggle with the same battles I used to struggle with. You know what I'm saying? I don't struggle to get high. I don't struggle to hang out with those people. I don't struggle to listen to certain music. I don't struggle in those areas. So as a Christian who's been walking with God for a couple of decades, I have to be careful to not get too comfortable and complacent with the understanding that I have. I have to be diligent and intentional to go after God and to know more of him. And also it's difficult because the truth is that we're getting closer to the time when our Lord is coming back. The days are evil and it's multiplying. So listen, it doesn't always get easier. And I want to look at the sincere faith today. Sincere faith today. I want to look at passing on our faith and having a foundation of faith. Sincere simply means heartfelt, wholehearted, profound, deep, genuine, unaffected, and true. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The author's not really trying to define what faith is, but reveal to us what faith is when it's in operation, when we're working it out. See, substance simply means that which stands under. Faith is the foundation for what we hope for. It's the foundation for our relationship with God and everything that it implies within his purpose. Faith is the very beginning of everything that really matters spiritually. In its simplest form, faith is belief. But as it begins to grow, it becomes confidence. And then when it's deeper and richer and mature, it becomes trust. As our understanding becomes more deep, we're able to really walk out our trust in God. This trust is the full measure of faith. It's alive and works within our relationship with God. See, the whole Christian walk is a walk of faith. We're saved by faith. We're kept by faith. We walk by faith. We endure by faith. We praise by faith. We rejoice by faith. We serve by faith. We love by faith. We sacrifice by faith. We pray by faith. We worship by faith. We get married by faith. We build our families by faith. The entire Christian walk is about faith. Faith is understanding He's God and I'm not. Faith is understanding that God doesn't need me, but that I need Him. Faith prepares us to believe beyond the circumstance of our senses, things that have never happened in our world. That's faith. Faith is knowing that all things are possible with God. And faith doesn't quit in difficult times. Tell your neighbor, faith doesn't quit in difficult times. Faith is revealed in difficult times, but it doesn't quit in difficult times. Real faith changes us. Real faith changes us. It changes the way we think and the way that we live. Why is it that so many of us get saved by faith, but now live as though the rest of my life is up to me? Oh, now I gotta figure this out. I gave my heart to Jesus. Now I got to figure this out. I got to figure out how to walk different, how to talk different, how to do things. I got to figure this out. By faith, we were saved. And by faith, we can trust Him to walk it out. Come on, somebody. The same faith that saved us is the same faith that carries us from day to day as we go through this journey from earth to heaven. That's why the Bible says the just shall live by faith. We can't have a relationship with God, a growing faith, and stay the same. It's impossible. It is simply impossible. Just like anything else in life, if our faith isn't growing, it's not staying steady. It's declining. Let's receive that in our hearts. Because it's so easy to go through day by day, living Sunday by Sunday to get some encouragement. And all along, we're struggling in our faith. And God wants to add to your faith. He wants to add to you. He wants to add to your family. He wants to add to your household. He wants to build you up. It's not for a select few. It's not for those who started serving God 15 years ago. It's not for those who were raised in a godly. It's for me and it's for you. God has more for you. Do you believe that this morning? Tell somebody, God has more for me. I want to speak to your faith today. The Bible says to add to your faith. 2 Peter chapter 1. As they get it up, I'm going to read it to you. For this very reason, add to your faith goodness, to your goodness knowledge, to your knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection or brotherly kindness, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, then you will keep from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, add to your faith. We got saved by faith. Now add to your faith. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. We have to be intentional to add to our faith. Intentional to grow. We would love for it to just be organic. I'm saved. I'm saved by grace. I got the salvation and the joy of the Lord and walk away from the altar and then boom, it just all downloaded or we're just transformed or our hearts are just different and our minds think straight. It doesn't happen that way. The Bible says to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. What really matters? The Bible says add to your faith goodness. It says add to your faith. Some of us need to add to our faith sexual purity. Some of us need to add to our faith some encouragement. Some of us need to add to our faith. We need to add to some action. I love how one of the translations of the Bible uses the word virtue. Add to your faith virtue, not the word goodness. Virtue is knowledge. It's self-control. Virtue is the ability to have a moral integrity. See, virtue is an internal thing that translates outside. It's something that's visible with the eye. When someone has integrity of heart and a desire to live right, a desire to do things honestly, it's evident to anyone they come in contact with. See, virtue is a quality that is almost outdated, unfortunately, because everyone's trying to see how they can get over. We even try to sidestep the process with God. You can't. We all have a process to go through. He wants to take away that dishonesty. He wants to take away that lust. He wants to take away those cravings. He wants to take away that pain. But sometimes we just want to sidestep. I don't want to deal with that, God. I'm unwilling to let go of my insecurity. I love these things too much. I won't. And then there we are, stuck. Why is it that some of us can have so much faith for everyone else and no faith for ourselves? We need faith this morning. Look, I don't know where we went wrong. I don't know what tripped you up in your life. I don't know how many years you may have been abused or neglected or unloved. I don't know. But those first formative days of your lives, or that season of being a teenager that you went through some things, or that bad marriage, or whatever it was, don't let that isolated amount of years make your entire life miserable. Don't let the past hold you back. Be free in Jesus' name. And it's not like, okay, I'm free. Now what? Add to your faith. Virtue. Add to your faith. We need more than ever to have integrity deep within our hearts. It doesn't matter if others don't know. We know and He knows. We have to be honest. We have to live a life where we're like, God, take this nasty, this ugliness out of my heart. Take this revenge out of my heart. Take this bitterness and these desires from me. Don't settle and say, this is just my lot in life, because that's not the case. God has more. See, this is a spiritual walk. It's not just a thing we do. We don't just do church. We don't just, you know, we've been called to build the kingdom of God. We know this life is a breath. And some of us, we know that, you know, we live like, you know, God's got my back and I'm good and I'm going to just settle right here. We think that way, but then we live like hell. You know, I'm not cussing in church. We live like there is no God. There is no forever. There is no eternity. I'm going to do what I do. At least I'm not doing what I used to do. Look, God loves you. It's not about man judging you. It's about the living word of God. He knows you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows the words before you speak them. He even knows the words before you think them. Psalms 139. Our God is God, and He knows you well. He knows what you're afraid of. He knows why you don't want to let go of that secret sin your wife doesn't know about. Those things your husband doesn't know about. Those things that your parents don't know about. Or maybe everybody knows and you're like, everyone accepts it, so I'm going to do me. It's time to change. Add to your faith holiness. Where is holiness? Where is purity of heart? Where is it gone? God loves us so much. He doesn't want us swimming in the pit. He pulled us out so that we could live a life free, free in every way. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. And you might think, well, why don't I feel saved sometimes? Because we have to renew our minds. We have to know what God says about us. We have to know what He's promised us. We have to know who we are. Because we have longings for the past sometimes. Longings, those cravings to get high, to pop a pill, to get with that guy, you know, bound by lust. We have longings. But the Spirit of God is greater and stronger. It's not just a, okay, from here on out, I'm going to do it. It goes beyond an emotion of, okay, I'm going to walk with God. To God, I'm tempted. I need you to just hold me back, Lord, because I don't want to walk out that door and do what I was doing. I don't want to kill my future. I don't want to pollute the anointing that I'm passing on to my children. I want with everything that is within me to serve you. And man doesn't have to know, but before you, God, I want to live pure. I want to live a holy life, set apart, getting rid of all the filth from our homes, from our hearts. You know, sometimes we're real good about being concerned with the outside, but I really want us to know how much Jesus cares about the condition of our hearts. Mama, if you can't let go of grudges from the past, you're going to pass that on. If you don't know how to forgive, you will pass that on. If you are a bitter woman or a bitter man, you will pass that on. I would love to pass on only the good, but guess what? Our seed, our babies, they receive supernatural, they receive everything that we are, the substance of who we truly are. Isn't it time? Look, it's not our fault if our children have made some bad mistakes or we made some mistakes yesterday, okay? Today is a new day. It's a new day to decide to serve him with all that you are. Let's not live the same. Don't leave here and be the same. Some of those things that we hold on to tight in our lives, they're substitutes for the high of the Holy Spirit. That glass of wine, baby girl, can't do you like Jesus. That weed, oh, it's legal, so I'm going to do my thing. It can't do you like Jesus. The drug, I don't know what it is. That man who just gets you so, he cannot do you like Jesus. Listen, God has a plan for you two men to be sexually pure. Oh, we don't talk about that. Well, we need to. Because my sons are going to serve God, and by faith, they're going to keep themselves pure until they enter into marriage. Because I don't care what the world is doing, but I love what the Bible talks about. And my life might have been crooked, but I'm going to do my best to pour that word into my babies. Come on, moms who are with me. It's time for change. Stop trying to be like everyone else. Listen, your identity is in Christ. Who you are is in Christ. Listen, the Lord has a plan, a beautiful plan for you. No matter what where you're at, what you've been through, what you've done, it doesn't matter. You are loved. You are seen as beautiful. You are seen, young men, you are seen as something special. We are called a royal priesthood. We just need to know what God thinks of us sometimes. Look, don't just expect to add to your faith, but be intentional to pick up that word and add to your faith. The Bible says, to add to our faith, virtue. To add to virtue, knowledge. To add to knowledge, self-control. To add to self-control, steadfastness. To add to steadfastness, godliness. To add to godliness, brotherly kindness. We got some work to do. How can we say, I gave God a shot? I tried that. I tried the men's home. I tried prayer. I tried church. It didn't work for me. No, honey, it's not everything else. It's me. Sometimes it's us. It's not those people, it's us. We've gotten real good at playing the victim. All these bad things happen to me over time. Yeah, I've been there. But you can be pitiful or powerful. You choose. Do we want to remain the least? And it's not my fault. It's because of all you. Or are we ever going to take responsibility? I can do nothing but forgive. Because if I can forgive, then my babies aren't going to have a problem forgiving. You know, that's one of the heaviest things on the soul of any person. Sin and guilt, that is the heaviest thing. That's why when Jesus comes in, it's like chains are broken and weights are lifted because we're saved and we know we're forgiven. Listen, I want to encourage us to add to our faith. There's a whole generation that needs to know our faith in God. Not a faith that's just, I tried that and it didn't work. Well, baby, you didn't try God. You didn't try the Most High God that I know. It's impossible because I was lost beyond. I didn't know God. I'm a miracle. I am a miracle to have my right mind. I'm a miracle. If God can do anything in me, he can do it in you. We got to stand up where we're at. Don't wait till you're perfect. We don't have to wait till we're perfect. But listen, virtue is an inward integrity that shows outward. We got to change the way we talk. We got to stop dropping them cuss words. Yeah, I said it. Stop. It's just the way we communicate. In my family, the way we talk is yell. We would just yell. And by the time I wasn't even a teenager, boom, boom, I was popping off all kinds of nasty things to my brother and in the household. And it was just the way we did things. Listen. Our speech should change. The way we shouldn't just talk about people freely. You see that? All that. That's the way the world is. Maybe we were like that before. It's time to sever some of that and become a woman of God, become a man of God. Does that mean I'm a walk quoting scriptures? No. But I'm going to walk in goodness. I'm going to walk in virtue, in knowledge, steadfastness. I'm going to walk in love. Some of that needs to stop. Listen, why? Because if God is doing something in your heart, let it be known. Let it be known. Put that on Instagram. Put that on Facebook. Put that on, you know, wherever you have a post. Put that up. Don't just rant when someone cuts you off, or you know what I mean? Sometimes we just put it all out there. Listen, be a light. Let your faith be passed on to the next generation. I don't know who lied to you. I don't know what has been spoken over you. I don't know what lies you believe, but you need to stop the recording. You need to cut that off and start listening to what Jesus has to say about you. You are his child. You were made in his likeness, and you can do all things through Christ. Don't just live normal, average, with no faith, no ability to see the hand of God move. Be powerful in your heart, knowing that God can use me. We don't all need a microphone, but somebody needs you. Somebody needs you. Don't try to be like the world. Can I encourage us today? The church tries to be so politically correct. Christians try to be, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say nothing. Stop it. In love, we should be able to minister to the hurting family, to our neighbors. We shouldn't be involved in some things. Maybe if you can't speak up and make a change, why don't you remove yourself? Stop being involved in some of those circles. The Bible says bad character corrupts, or bad company corrupts good character. I don't know how some of us feel, but when I first came to Jesus, the first few years, my character was tore up. Like, you know, duplicity, right? Like, you know, and I couldn't hang out with some of the people I used to hang out with. Maybe they wouldn't influence me, but I was an influencer. I want to change. I just want to encourage us to add to our faith something that we can see, something that you can feel. That freedom, that freedom that you feel when you're no longer bound to should I, shouldn't I? Oh, you feel like I, you know, pulled, like God doesn't want me to, but oh, I want it so bad. And the freedom to live and not be a hypocrite. And we can tell the world, I'm not a hypocrite, you know. Don't even look into my business and, you know, oh, you know how we are. The world is so crazy. But we know who we are. I found things many times in my life that is like, I'm not living what I'm preaching. Before I was a pastor's wife, I would just be like, ah, I'd encourage one thing and I'd struggle. That's human. But I didn't stop. I'm still not stopping. I'm not where Jesus wants me to be. I'm still going to keep growing. But look, God wants you to do the same. God wants us to grow. Are you with me? Are you ready to add to your faith? This whole generation needs us. We need to be able to pass on our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're in an age of information, right? We're in a time where we could hear pastor preach every Sunday. We can YouTube our favorite preacher. We can get on Facebook and find the bombest preaching. We're in an age of information, but I want to tell you something. Nothing takes the place of that one-on-one with God. Nothing takes the place of that one-on-one with God. So I want to give us a few ways to practically add to our faith. Number one, read the word for personal counsel. Not to jam up your wife or to correct your kids, but for personal counsel. Number one. Number two, speak the word to build others up. The Hebrew people, the Israelites, were taught to speak the word, to constantly speak the word and rehearse the Torah and to teach their children. We have to speak that word, speak it in our households, speak it to our children. Why is that weird? We're just unfamiliar with it. We have to speak the word of God. We have to pray continually. We have to give him praise. And I just want to say, it's not just a worship team or a segment of service. Praise is a lifestyle. I remember when things hurt so bad and could have destroyed my faith, And I just found praise in my heart. And I just found peace with God. It doesn't matter what you sound like. But if praise isn't an element of your life, you're missing the connection with God, and you're missing something called gratitude. It's a thankfulness that just takes you through. Continue to praise. And lastly, be intentional to grow so that others can see the light of Christ shine through you. Let's stand. If every head will just please, every eye closed, and if we're just not too much moving around. And you see, life unfolds in stages. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heaven. See, our lives consist of a wide variety of activities under heaven. Each stage is unique. Each stage contains a purpose, a calling from God. Whether we're married or single, we're in college or retiring, we have small children or teenagers, we have heartache or heartbreak, there's a purpose for every season in life. And everything that God gives us, nothing He gives us should stop us from answering the call of God. Those children aren't so that we'll stop serving God. Those babies, that job He gave you, the responsibility and the gift, is not so you'll stop serving Him. He's given us every good thing. And if we would lean on Him, we would be so fulfilled in serving Him and being a mom and being a father and being sober. Come on, somebody. And honoring His word. Yes. If we would lean in Him, no more excuses. Consider that in your heart. He blessed you. He's blessed you and He's with us. As we travel through each phase of life, we need to keep our focus on God so we can live a life of faith and pass on a life of faith. Right now, as they just begin to play, I want us to leave here inspired. But as I prayed and as I pondered, I want us to leave here changed. I want us to, something within our faith to wake up again. A willingness to live a life set apart that honors God. With every head just bowed and eyes closed, and just begin to worship Him. Tell Him, God, help me find my praise. I don't know who I blame for taking it, but I take responsibility to get it back. Help me find my praise. Help me find just that strength in You. Jesus. If you feel within your heart, if you feel the peace of God, the word of God tugging at your heart, and you say, I just want to add to my faith. That's it. I'm drawing a line. I just want to add to my Christian walk. If that's you, if you just raise your hand, just put it up and quickly put it down. We just want to pray for you. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. If you say, God, I'm willing to add to my faith virtue and goodness. I'm willing to add change that may hurt. I will let it go for the calling of God. I will let it go for what You have for me.